Good morning and welcome in for Pete's Talk. This is our town. I'm Chris Johnson, your host, and in the studio with me this morning is a longtime friend, Mr. Don Hand. Most of you are no stranger to Don Hand, but most of you know him as Coach Hand. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you in the studio with us today for Pete's Talk. This is our town. You've been a part of our town for a while. You came to Clanton to become a coach back, you said 1970?
1970 March.
March of 1970. So your first football season was the 70 season then?
That's correct. Yes, 70 season.
It'll be the 70 season, 70, yeah. 71 school
right.
year.
Right.
Well, you came here. Where'd y'all come from to here?
Well, I was at Frisco City for 2 years and a very good small town in Monroe County and enjoyed it down there. And previous to that, I was at Repton, Alabama in Conecuh County. And so I spent 3.5 years down in that part of the country.
Down good old South Alabama down there.
Right.
Oh, where are you from originally?
I'm from Prattville, what we know now, Pine Level.
Pine Level.
Down on 31 going to Prattville. I grew up on a farm down there with picked cotton and pulled corn and done all those things and decided that I would go to college instead of farm.
And you spent your college years where at?
Well, I went to Alabama Christian, played baseball, basketball there, and Lynn went to Auburn, played baseball and for 2 years and enjoyed my time over at Auburn. And in fact, I was a big Alabama fan when I went to Auburn. I had a first cousin that played on 2 national championships, Wayne Cook, lives in Prattville now. But I went down there to play baseball and enjoyed, had two good years down there.
And you converted over to an Auburn fan. So.
Well, I tell you why, Chris, why I got converted over. I took a class under Shug Jordan there at Auburn. And at that time, the football coach football, but he also was teach class and football. And I was thinking on the way over here that I wish he... One day in class, he asked me what I want to do. I told him coach, and he said, "Why don't you come by my office?" And I thought, "Whoa, he fixed to offer me a job." Then I got to thinking, "What have I done?" So I went by his office, and he gave me a sideline pass for the '64 season at Auburn, and I could go anywhere I wanted to on the sidelines, and. I wish I'd have kept it, when young like that, season's over, I just throwed it away and went on, but I think it'd been a great, great talk
well,
piece.
Well, that would have been a keepsake, sure enough. So you kind of, sure got you into thinking more coaching football, huh?
Well, that's right. I had went to Alabama Christian early and was in accounting, and once I got over there, I got interested in sports and really like sports, and I played all 3 sports in high school, and I just love sports, and really that I enjoyed my time in Clanton 18 years here.
All right, well, I know you spent 18 years coaching, but as most coaches do, did you also teach a subject during part of that time?
Well, at that time, you taught 6 classes on a 7-period schedule, then you coached 3 sports. I know we'll forget talking to Mr. Conway, was superintendent at that time, and we met in Mr. S.E. Waters' house over there on Sunday afternoon about 1 o'clock. And,
across from the old grammar school.
That's right. And he told me that I said, well, I'm going to go get to hire a basketball coach. And I never forget, Mr. Conway says, you are the coach. You'll coach everything. And I just tell you what, we stayed busy and coach football, basketball, baseball, and we run track on Saturday. So today, I look at the pictures and they got 10, 11 coaches at Children County High now. And I look around, it was me and Bill drinking when I was here. So
yeah.
Remember Bill. And,
I do.
You coached all sports and run track on Saturday, and and you taught class all day.
And what subject did you teach?
Well, I was teaching a lot of history, and then I got into the PE, then I got into driver education, which I enjoyed very much. It got me out of the building and away from everybody.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, during your coaching time, some of the players that you coach, what kind of stands out in your mind? I know we had, in your first year, we had a pretty doggone good team, because your first and second year, because that was a year before I graduated when you came, and so I was a senior while you were beginning your coaching career in Clanton.
Well, that's right, and I tell you what, I look at all the teams I coached, it was a great bunch of kids. I never had a lot of people out, because I guess that I was kind of hard-headed, and at Auburn we had 180 players come out in baseball, and he kept 18. And, that engraved in my mind, don't keep players that can't play, because you're wasting your time. And that was a bad philosophy that I had. If you couldn't play, I just somehow or another I got rid of you, and that was probably one of my big faults at Children County High, because a kid may like something, but he's not good at it. But that was one of my biggest faults, I would say. But probably the best teams I had was Don Fennelson's year that we were 9-1 football. We got beat at Thompson 20-18, and they lost 3 or 4 basketball games, and we won a state championship in baseball that year with 13 players. So that was probably the best group of athletes I had overall. But the year before that, we had Joe White and a bunch of those kids. The first year, our baseball team was really better the year before that, and the 73 team that we had that won the state championship, but we were playing against all the big schools like Lee Lanier and Selma at that time, and we had a great team that year, but these Lee High School probably, they just kind of a lot better than us and had a lot more athletes.
You mentioned a name there that I hadn't heard in a long time. Joe White. Went to school with Joe, played minor league ball on the Hawks with Joe, and then little league ball on the Qantas team, I think it was, with Joe. And Joe was one of them that just about every time he got to the plate, he'd been in the minor league and the little league before he got to high school. When he got up there, you better not have your car parked on the other side of the outfield fence, or you're going to have a broke windshield, because he'd knock it out.
Well, I went on, and I mentioned one other team. We went out to Troy, and Dave Hayden was on that team, and we only had 10 players on that team. Again, I was pretty hard-headed, but we had won a game and lost a game at Charles Henderson. They won a state championship that year. We had the bases loaded with nobody out, and Winters, probably the best hitter, one of the best hitters I coached around all the years, and he had a line shot and hit it in a triple play, and the game was over. And we got beat one run.
Hmm.
Had the bases loaded with nobody out, and lost the game, and Charles Henderson went up the next week and won the state championship.
Well, you, I know you got a lot of memories coaching down through there, and a lot of the players that you coached and taught at Chilton County High School were successful businessmen in Clanton now. Rattle off a few of those that you had a part in their success. And I know, as a former teacher myself, that's one thing you're always proud of when you look back and you see a young person that God lets you touch just the life just a little bit that's been successful.
Well, I tell you what, they come into Main Street, I eat breakfast up there almost every morning, and I see a number of them. I don't want to mention too many of them, but they had just, we had a bunch of players. If they would live through my practices and through the games and my hard head, they were just some outstanding gentlemen. And I tell you what, they come in and tell stories on me all the time, Chris, that Was that really me? Yeah, I guess it was. So, but I was, I enjoyed all the guys here, and like Donnie was a principal, he helped me coach. You know, Jimmy Miller there that helped me coach, and if you remember, the guy down at Monroeville, he helped me coach down at there, Sam Weeks. And Sam was a good coach, and we just had a great bunch of guys that helped me coach. You know, and you can't take that. You become one family, and, you know, and it was hard to. But I look around town, there's a lot of business people at working, and it's been very successful. And you got to look at it like this, Chris. Tuesday this week, I'm 81, so I've been here 53 years in Chilton County, and I wouldn't have swapped it any place in the world, because when I first come here, when you look at around the town, we had three policemen and a night watchman, if you remember 1970, mm-hmm. and we had four sheriff department, five run that whole sheriff. And now everybody tells me we got about 40 policemen and 18, 20 sheriff's departments. So, you know, I don't know where we got better or got worse, but it's a great place to raise a family.
It is. In the last 53 years, been a lot of changes take place in Clanton, the landscape of downtown and the landscape of the school. School has made quite a bit of change since I graduated there and you were teaching there.
Well, that's true, and now the football coach don't teach any class. He runs the athletic department, which is probably full time, and it was full time back in, but we didn't quit about 10 o'clock at night. But you were played as a teacher first and a coach second.
Well, after your coaching career, you went on to throw your hat in the ring for politics, and. You were elected as the superintendent of education for Chilton County. How many terms did you serve? Just one term as superintendent?
One term, and you know, that was a great thing that for me personally to be elected. And you know, I guess I was the first elected superintendent from Clanton. I know Don Fennelson was a superintendent, but he was appointed. So it's pretty tough when you coach against Jemison for 18 years and get them to vote for you.
Yeah.
So, I don't care what kind of job you have, but, you know, that was pretty tough. But outside of that, I just work for Jeff State. I work for Alabama Independent Schools after I got out of education in 95 and as athletic director for the whole state and run the athletic program for them. It wasn't nothing like the Alabama High School Athletic Association. We had about 60 schools, and I enjoyed that for about 8 years and was headmaster down at Tog Academy, but still lived in Clanton, didn't want to move, and my family didn't want to move. They loved it here, and my wife has still got her best friends, comes right out of town here, and I tell you, we just love Chilton County and Clanton High School football. I still go watch them play, but when I left here, I'm sort of like Elvis. When I left here, it was 7 or 8 years before I ever went back and watched him play again. And I helped my son 2 years, you know, coach. And we was 10-2 that year, and I helped Coach McCord 2 years, and we was 7-3 and 8-3. That was two. And Coach McCord's one of the best offensive line coaches I've been around, so... that was two good years, and we lost in the playoff both years to the state champion. You followed, and the next year, St. Paul. So I enjoyed helping coach a little bit, and my son come to me, Greg, come down in DeJarnette and offered him the job, and he said, "I'll take it if Daddy will help me." So I took it, but I found out why he wanted me to help him. He wanted me to cut the fields and line the fields off and do all those.
Well, that's the work part. He didn't want to do the work part.
Well, he was teaching all that big math, and he did a great job. We were 10-2, and that was a great bunch of kids that we had that year too. So,
and I know you enjoyed being able to work with your son, and I know he enjoyed being able to work with Dad.
We've always got along just like two peas in a pot, and he teaches Thorsby now the advanced math and the calculus and that sort of thing. So, that was he got a good education at Auburn also.
War Eagle again.
War Eagle again. That's right.
Well, your whole family pretty much has in your time here in Clanton has evolved around education and put y'all have invested your life into education. You as a coach and teacher and superintendent. And your wife served on the school board also, didn't she?
Well, she was there at the receptionist in the office. And my daughter, she was in education, and my son was in education. So, we were just kind of grew up in education. None of my former family had anything really to do with education. We just fell into it and enjoyed it. And I contributed that to Coach Jordan again. When I was in his class, I just fell in love with football, walking the sideline. That was back in Jimmy Sile and Tucker Fredrickson was back in the 60s. And knowing those guys and having fun and on the sideline and everything, it just made me want to coach and be around those kids.
Well, when you started coaching in 70, there was a pretty good racial turmoil and tension in our school system, and we had some of the first black football players that we had, and you coached them. One of them, one of my very best friends, and was a classmate of mine, Larry Mahaffey. You coached Larry, and Mr. Underwood was on that team that year. I remember them well.
Well, I tell you what, both of them turned out to be great players for us, and they helped set the tone. And another guy that was ag teacher, Chief Sims. Mm-hmm. Chief helped me so much to break that line, because I had coached the black players at Frisco City the first year there, and so I had got to, and I grew up on a farm there with sharecroppers and that sort of thing, and down in Talbot County. So it wasn't anything new to me, but the kids, I don't care who they are, they're players, and you don't even look at that situation. You don't look at the color. You look at the kid, and teaching school, you do that, because they're every child is important. The Hispanics kids all the way down to everybody. So you just what you got to do in education is, you teach out of the book, and you teach things that is going to benefit them in life and help them get a job and make a decent living.
I remember when Larry first came, he and I hit it off pretty good and became friends, and he'll still tell you that today that he graduated with me. We were friends back in high school. But Larry went on to have a very successful career. He actually retired twice already, I think. He retired, went to work with UPS, and retired with UPS, and then got back into education and taught quite a few years, and then made history at Chittenden County High School.
Well, he also run the Wallace Trade School, or Wallace Junior College, from here, the campus here, yeah, after Mr. Bias left. So yeah.
I had forgotten about that.
Larry was very, very personal. He got along with the kids, teachers, and everybody, and his stepmother, I tell you what, was one of the finest people I knew of in Clanton. And he missed practice one day, and she said, if you won't kick him off, I guarantee you he'll be at practice and he'll walk the first week. And Larry and I talk about that sometimes. I say, well, you need a ride home. She won't feed me if I ride with somebody else. So she was tough and very instrumental in Larry's future. And he's great. It was good for education.
He certainly turned out to be a good guy. Actually called him when we were having our class reunion. He missed our class reunion a year or two ago, and I called him on the phone, and we talked to him on the phone while we were at the reunion. And Larry was real successful, good teacher, good administrator. As you said, worked with Wallace Community College on the Clanton Extension campus, and then after he was principal at CCHS and retired, he wound up being one of the higher ups at Jeff State Community College as well.
That's right, and in fact, he got me over there recruiting. I worked for them about 6-7 years, recruiting students going into the campuses of Chilton County and Elmore County and Tauga County, and I recruited those kids. And in fact, when I left, we was up about 750 kids right here in town. And I remember Wayne McKenna was so instrumental, and the mayor, driver, to get that campus here. And I remember all the work that they done to generate that, and it's a great addition to Clanton and Chilton County.
Well, we were talking earlier before we started the show, back when you were football coach, you weren't a stranger here at WKLF either, because once a week there was a radio show on WKLF. Was called the Don Hand Show. Let's reminisce about it just a little bit.
Well, Al Haley was, you and I talked about that. Al had, he was real good at that, and he always knew what to ask and what not to ask. And of course, back in those days, when you're playing Wheatumpka, Stanhope, back in those days, Childersburg, Sylacauga, Prattville some, you playing all them good schools, Tallahassee, it was playing somebody every week was tough. And every once in a while we played a smaller school, but very, very unlikely. And Al did a great job with that, and he learned me, he taught me a lot about the radio and what to say and what not to say. Sometime I'd mess up and he said, "Oop, we better redo that."
So far we made it through this one without any boo-boo, so
but we still got made some, but I just don't know it.
We still got a few minutes left. I about punched off everything I had on my little list right here. Of course, you're still active in some organizations in town. Tell us a little bit about some of the civic organizations and church activities, so forth, you're involved in.
Yeah, I go to First Baptist Church, and my wife is, she goes, and a lot of her friends are out there, and I'm also in the Lions Club, and we very instrumental in the Peach Festival and all that right there and working. And these people don't hide from me. I got some ads I got to sell.
You know, that's one thing that that I will pat you on the back for is, and because that, and it's something that we're losing in our community is people that are civic minded and willing to get out and volunteer their time and do things like, you know, everybody enjoys all the Peach Festival activities, but nobody really has a clue what it takes to put one on.
Well, that's right. And, we've had some good presidents when of our Lions Club, and they come in full blast, and I enjoy the men and the women there, and we have a good time every Friday except the fifth Friday. And it's just good to get out and see the other side of some people sometimes that you don't know. And a lot of these people are business people, and in fact, I think we got the largest Lions Club I think that we've had in the 15-20 years I've been in the Lions Club.
And the Lions do, not only they sponsor the Peach Festival, that's one of their fundraising things, but which does a lot of good for the community on the side of that, besides raising funds. But Lions are also instrumental in a lot of other services across the state. Mention a couple of those.
Site, I think this biggest thing is that all of our schools here, if some of the kids the parents can't afford the glasses, we're open house anytime they come up and say, "We've got two students that needs glasses," down at Verbena, Tammy, my daughter-in-law, said, I got some kids in third, fourth grade, I believe it was, that need glasses. They can't see the board, so we got glasses for them. When I was coaching, assistant coach with Jackson up at Thorsby High School, we had some kids that couldn't see. They was playing football, but they couldn't see, and we got them glasses. So that's some of the people that I know of that had hands-on that we got glasses and for people that can and it's hard to learn when you can't see the board.
Yeah, and that's one thing the Lions Club does is they push the sight. And they do help a lot of folks that have not only just a simple thing as glasses, but a lot of complex eye surgeries that they assist financially in arranging for people that can't afford to do that. And so that's good. And so when you support the Lions Club's fundraisers like the Peach Festivities, you're supporting not only the local Lions Club, but you're supporting Alabama Sight as a Sight Foundation. I may not have the proper name there, but anyway.
Well, Chris, we give probably $5,000-$6,000 to the state Lions Club in the state office, and we also, they have a bus that come around now that's free, and the Lions Club support that. And I don't know the days they come to Clanton, but at least one time a month they come through Clanton, and people that can't afford it, they come out and they test them and give them glasses, and that is a great thing for the Lions Club, and that's one of our fundraisers there. And the other thing we do,
y'all have done some scholarship stuff,
right,
as well, haven't you?
All the girls there on the stage, a lot of them get scholarships. And another thing too, that it helps them to get a little start there in school with financially, and college is pretty expensive. I got a grandson over there now, about $25,000-$30,000 a year at Auburn, and so it's expensive.
Well, Don, thank you for your service in our community for the last 53 years that you've been here, and you spent a lot of time with a lot of kids, and I was one of them in the early days and one of them in the later days. I made the joke in the coffee shop the other day. You came up to the table, and I said, well, the smartest thing you did when you were the superintendent of education was hire me.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't go strong, but I tell you what, your dad kept me in Pepsi Colas a long time, so I kind of owed him a favor, but you did a great job, and,
I never would have dreamed that I would be a teacher, and I loved it. And as you well know, because that's the same thing for what you did, it's a calling. It's a calling and a ministry, and you don't do it for the money, that's for sure.
We're here to help the kids, and if you're going to live here in Clanton, Alabama, or the United States, or in Alabama, whatever, you want to live in a society where everybody has a chance to reach their potential.
And Children County's got a lot to offer in that. In our education system, we've got some good schools. We got some fantastic teachers. I know you've got some folks that are still in the teaching business. I got a daughter that's a teacher, and she just gives it 150%. And we've got a lot of teachers. We've got a lot of excellent teachers in our school system.
Right, Corey Clements grew up next door to me, and he's a superintendent now. And Dave Hayden played football for me, and another one down there is Moore down at Verbena down there. He was my janitor when I went down to Verbena, and he got his education like you said you did at Athens College, and later on he was elected superintendent of school. So, you don't never know. You come from a janitor to the superintendent, and he's on the Board of Education now. So, you see people that's had it rough, made the best of themselves, and contributed to our society.
And I know a lot of our people in our education system have had a lot to do with where our community's at, and still have to do with it. So hopefully the tradition that will carry on that you influenced, and hopefully I influenced, and others, and Children County continue to move forward and continue to be that place that if you ever come to, you never want to leave.
Well, I tell you what, I've enjoyed it here and been here 53 years, and I hope I make it another 4 or 5 years.
Just go ahead and shoot for 53, and we'll be good.
All right.
Well, Don, we have about used our time up. I appreciate you so very much being our guest on Pete's Talk. This is Our Town. We air every Friday morning at 8 o'clock and rerun it on Sunday afternoons at 5. And talk to folks that have had influence and have touched our community, and you certainly have been one of those. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I appreciate that. And Jack Dennis said it was out here for years and years, and he was just a dear friend of mine. And for all the years here, he helped me so much in athletics out here and contributed to our program. And I always, if I needed something, I knew where to go in with Jack. And I always appreciated him very much, too.
All right. Well, we're out of time, and we appreciate your time, and we appreciate our listeners tuning in. And thank you for joining us on WKLF for Pete's Talk. This is Our Town.